The program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. First, again, I would remind you of the special services this weekend, Friday, Saturday night, and Sunday night, with the Bethel Church of Christ, Morganton. 7 o'clock services during the night, and I will be speaking at those services. So come out and be with us for those special services. Let's continue our thoughts today about Christianity and what Christianity is called in the New Testament. We notice first that Christianity was called a testament or a covenant. Then we noticed yesterday that Christianity was called the gospel. Isn't that wonderful? It's good news. I have a third thing for our consideration today, which I think would be meaningful to us and help us understand the nature of our religion just a little bit better. And I turn to Jude, the book right before the book of Revelation. Jude, and I'm going to read verse 3 to get our thoughts going. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Jude says to earnestly contend for the faith. And of course, that's just the same thing as saying Christianity. The same thing as saying the gospel, the faith. The Old Testament was characterized as the law. The New Testament is characterized as faith. We read over there in John chapter 1 where John says, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The Old Testament was characterized as a law. The New Testament is characterized as a faith. Of course, the Old Testament was not without faith, and the New Testament is not without law. But the emphasis is upon faith. And it involves the Lord Jesus Christ again, Christianity. It involves the one who died for us and was raised from the dead, and that we indeed believe that he is the divine Son of the living God. In the third chapter of Galatians, he says much about the law and the faith. And he says in verse 23, but before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith, which should afterwards be revealed. And he says the law was a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. So Christianity is characterized as a religion of faith, all the way through. In fact, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith and not by sight. Romans 6:1, he says that we are justified by faith. Acts 16, verse 5, it speaks of the churches being established in the faith. And then I turn to such interesting scriptures as in the fourth chapter of Ephesians, verse 5, where Paul says that there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And verse 13 of the same chapter says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect, complete man under the measure of the stature and the fullness of Christ. So the faith, there is one faith. Today people may speak of the Protestant, the Catholic, or the Jewish faith, and they may even break it down beyond that and talk of different denominational faiths. But none of this is known in the New Testament scriptures. Christianity is the faith, one definite article, the faith, and it says there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. So our religion is characterized by faith, and it hinges around the Lord Jesus Christ. What an interesting scripture we find in Acts chapter 6, verse 7. In the early days of the church, we read, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. They were obedient to the faith. Faith is not just something we believe, it's something that we obey. Paul in Romans 1:5 talks about obedience of faith. In the 16th chapter of Romans, verse 26, he talks about the obedience of faith. It's just like we said, we've got to obey the gospel. The faith must be obeyed. It goes to what James says in James chapter 2, that faith without works is dead. So Jude says to earnestly contend for the faith. Yes, what a wonderful religion we have, anchored in Jesus Christ, the faith. Thank you for listening today.